Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Oscar.
And welcome to the 207 Podcast.
During this podcast, we will have segments such as Is the Lunch Line Worth the Wait?, Lunch Ladies, Last Kid in Line, and many other lunch segments.
Today, we are going to be talking about a bunch of lunch.
This bunch of lunch will have a big crunch of information.
Are you ready to munch into this great lunch podcast?
For our first segment, we have Interview with a Lunch Lady, brought to you by Alice, Jane, and Sarah.
Thank you. So let's get started.
Hi, welcome, Lunch Lady. We are going to ask you some questions. What is different between the old Lunch Lady and you?
The old Lunch Lady bought their food, but I make it.
Nice.
How is the food different this year?
My food is healthier. However, I give them cookies on Friday because it's Friday.
Woot woot!
Delicious!
What happens if they finish all their food and they want more?
I don't give them extra food, but there's a salad bar that you can make your own salad and get whatever you want there.
Fun!
What do you give them for drinks?
We have milk, chocolate milk, and water. We used to have flavored water and smoothies, but those aren't as healthy as the other options.
Ooh, healthy. Good choice.
How long does it take to make the food?
It takes about the whole morning to make all the food for all the grades.
Impressive.
How long have you been working here for?
I don't know, but I like to call myself the lunch specialist.
Ooh, fancy. Thank you for being with us.
See you at lunch.
For the next segment, we have The Invention of School Lunch from Selah, Kaya, and Layla.
Thanks, Bo, James, and Oscar.
School lunches look so good today, but do you know where and when it started?
Is it China? Italy?
I don't know. 1822?
School lunches actually started in Germany in 1790.
What about school lunches in America? I mean, when did they even start?
I don't know the answer to that one.
I know that one. School lunches in America started in 1894.
That is a lot of years of hot lunches.
It sure is.
I know, right?
Now back to the hosts.
Is the lunch line worth the wait? Find out in the segment, Worth the Wait, created by Adele, Nate, Jaden, and Leo.
Once I had to wait to get hot lunch for 4 minutes.
That's nothing. Once I had to wait 6 minutes for hot lunch.
I know the hot lunch is good, but so many people order it, there's such a long wait.
Do you think the food's worth the wait?
The food is so good, but there's too little.
So many people order it, there's only enough for a little bit per person.
Interesting facts. The average hot lunch wait is 3 minutes.
The longest wait is around 7 minutes.
The least is around 30 seconds. Why does the line take so long?
The line takes so long because so many people order the food because it's so good.
That also causes the food portions to be small. We think the food is good, but there's too little. We came up with a solution that people shouldn't order hot lunch every day, but only sometimes.
Thanks for listening to
Worth the Wait by
Adele,
Jaden,
Nate,
and Leo.
Let's tune in on the kids in the lunch line from Kate, Mickey, Annie, and Matilda.
I heard you're last in the lunch line today.
Yeah, it wasn't fair. Two kids in the line upstairs were talking.
Then shouldn't they be last in the line?
No, they had home lunch.
Oh, that's too bad. Now let's interview your friend Sally.
Hi, I'm Sally.
So how's lunch for you?
It was awesome. I was first in the lunch line, and I got to spend my whole lunch eating and talking with my friends.
I wish I was first. What about your classmate, Alexia?
Yeah, I was in the middle of the lunch line. It was pretty good. I mean, I got to eat all of my delicious food, but I only got to talk to my friends for a little.
Well, it's time for class anyways, guys. Bye!
Bye!
Let's listen to the crunchy food jokes from Meredith, Georgie, and Anna.
Thank you, Bo, James, and Oscar.
Well, let's get right into these jokes now.
Why did the pizza cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
To get to the pepperoni.
Such a cheesy one. Are you trying to steal my nachos because it's nacho cheese?
Ha 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 ha. Funny one. Why did the chip cross the road?
Why?
To get to the salsa.
Well, by the sound of that, I think we should go. Bye. Thank you, Meredith, Georgie, and Anna. Now, for our last segment, we have school lunches from around the world with Bomi, Chris, Nico, and Langston.
As the host just said, we're going to be talking to you about school lunches around the world. In Brazil, they have the second largest feeding program in the world. Wow! Brazil's constitution requires that 30% of the ingredients for school meals be sourced from local family farms, ensuring that all the ingredients are farmed fresh. Poor kids without access to sufficient nutritious food sources have a growing to junk food. As a result, obesity is on the rise. Brazilian public schools have gardens, another way to ensure that all the ingredients for the school meals are farmed fresh. And school lunch in Brazil is pretty affordable. It's about 30 centavos, which is equivalent to about 25 cents.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I will be talking about Italy. Did you know in Italy, lunch is an hour? I mean, how cool is that? And do you know how all of our public schools have like cake for dessert and brownies and all that stuff? They eat fruit for dessert. I mean, how healthy is that compared to cake? And on Easter morning, they don't just take off school. They go to school and eat chocolate eggs for lunch, and they eat certain foods for holidays. Like when it's Christmas Day, they eat like a feast of chicken, and like for turkey, like Thanksgiving. And then on Walt Disney's birthday, they get Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse cakes for dessert, and all of that is only for $5 for lunch.
Hi. My name is Bomi, and I will be talking about South Africa. In South Africa, meals are cooked outdoors. Most South African meals consist of the following: rice, soft porridge, and vegetables sprinkled with meat. South Africans have soup 3 times per week. The average price for a school lunch is $2.48 at an elementary level in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Langston, and I'll be talking about Trinidad and Tobago. In Trinidad and Tobago, the average school lunch price is $9, but in public schools, lunches are served free. In Trinidad and Tobago, many people can't afford to buy school lunches due to high prices and poverty. As a result, the government created the SNP, School Nutrition Program. The SNP provides families who can't afford to buy school lunches with boxed lunches. The SNP's annual budget is $38,576,600.
Thank you for listening to our segment.
Well, I hope you had a crunchy time. But that's all we have for today. Thank you for tuning in on the FXW podcast, and hope you all have a lovely rest of the day.